from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Welcome back to hour number 2 of the ESPN 1320 Insiders. Get ready for the most up-to-date sports news and talk with the ESPN 1320 Insiders.
Welcome back into the Insiders. I am James Hamm. Joining me today is Fox 40, Sean Cunningham.
Hi.
Sean. Hi.
I'm just a side.
You're a side.
I'm mac and cheese.
You're mac and cheese. Well, I mean, you're not here all the time, so like it wasn't me who came up with the name.
I'm just glad that there's not some playoff of our name where you are James Hamm and I am Sean Cunningham, and there's an obvious like Hamm and Hamm thing going on there.
Yeah, like I know there were people that wanted to do like with me and Kyle because his last name is Madsen and like the Mad Hammer. Like something like that.
That's weird.
Yeah. So I don't know. It's okay to not play off of a name. I really like the insider's name and you know, like, that's fine. That's fine with me.
Yeah.
Yeah. And even like the King's Beat, I think it's, you know, we're there. We're reporting on things that we're seeing all day long. And I think, you know, we have a sort of insight into the team that you just can't really find anywhere else with a different types of people that we have between me, you, and Brendan.
Well, especially with the longevity. That's why I actually love having Brendan, because it brings such a fresh
set of eyes.
Perspective. And,
yep.
You know, I get old and cranky and jaded and cynical. I've always been cynical. I think I was cynical coming out the womb, man. That's why I like interacting with people, and you know, I don't reply a lot to people on Twitter, but I definitely see a lot of stuff on Twitter and Instagram, and it does help me kind of guide what we want to talk about, at least through the podcast on the King's Beat, and also with just the coverage I do at Fox 40. You know, it totally helps. I mean, I seek out all that stuff. I'm constantly. It helps for the creativity of just even story approach and ideas. And so I do, when players talk about feeding off of a crowd energy, that can be said from a media standpoint, because I'm only one person. And sometimes you crowdsource some things in terms of talking to sources and people across the league, other players, media, broadcast, front office, but fans are right there and I feed off them.
Yeah. For a long time, I think I've used Kings fans as like a muse. Like if you go and you look into, you know, the old Sacktown Royalty or the King's Herald or, you know, some of the really cool blogs that have been out there for a long time with regards to the Kings, they've got good ideas. They've got really, really, you know, insightful takes, but a lot of it needs to be explored further. And just because they don't have the access that we do, that like some of the people making comments and stuff don't get that access. So for me, it's always been like, okay, that is an interesting question. Let me go think about that in a different way. Let me go approach a player or a coach about that and see what they think about something like that. And I've always found it like Kings fans are the best. Like Kings fans are absolutely spectacular. I think we've found that for a long time.
Very amusing.
Yeah, they're very amusing. You're an emotional group.
Well, again, I mean, every fan base is like that.
Yeah, it's being a fan. Yeah,
like the passion is not always there with a lot of fan bases, but mm-hmm. every fan base, the I always call them the vocal minority. Mm-hmm. Like anything someone gets pissed off about on social media, if you walk through the arena, typically won't share that same type of view. They're there to support their team. They're there to, you know, cheer on their team, all that. Social media can bring out the worst in fans, but that also shows how hot and cold that they can run. And that's not exclusive to Sacramento. That's with every fan base. But the passion, when people say it, like, it's almost taken for granted. Like, there is a passion with this fan group, with this base in Sacramento. Mm-hmm. And it's palpable, and it is such a difference maker. You go to other NBA cities and the arena is so quiet.
Oh yeah. I mean, like, how much
amazing
piped in music. Yeah. Or, you know, I bring this up. It feels like Atlanta never has fans. Like, you watch, and
Miami,
it goes for baseball too. Like, you watch a Braves game, and like in the playoffs, sure, they're showing up being slightly inappropriate with their tomahawk chop and stuff. But then when you get to like a Hawks game, like, I've seen games on TV where it looks like there's 2,000 people in the building, and we're not talking about, you know, your standard, we're not talking about your standard, you know, just game. Like, there's no one there.
But that's how to gauge it, because anybody can have a crazy boisterous fan base when things are going well.
Yeah.
What do they look like in a February when you're in the midst of four losing seasons? It's different.
Or
it's
16 different. Straight seasons.
Right. Well, and that's what makes Sacramento different. And yeah. Because, again, that atmosphere is always there. And, yeah, even you see when they make the playoffs, and even in a playoff race or even in a play-in game, mm-hmm. it's just different. And the fact that they can turn out the way they do for California Classics Summer League, you don't even really totally have NBA teams there, and this year you had China there, like, that says that's a statement.
No, I totally think so too. We've been going through David Aldridge, you know, spectacular writer,
Hall of Famer.
For The Athletic, a Hall of Famer, yes, but also like one of the true gentlemen. Right. Of the
he's a jerk.
The media world. Yeah.
Said,
I think you
said nobody ever.
Yeah. You have the same regard for him that I do.
Yeah.
So he had the Kings rated number 6 on his offensive moves. I mean, his offseason moves rankings. So, yeah, I mean, I think it was really notable that most of the Pacific Division was in the bottom 10. And I think, you know, if you look at the bottom, I think the bottom 11, all of the other Pacific Division teams, the Lakers, the Clippers, the Suns, and the Warriors were all from like number 19, 20 down. But the Kings at number 6, what is it about this offseason that you like the best? What is it that you felt like hit the nail on the head?
Yeah. DeMar DeRozan. DeMar DeRozan for sure. Yeah. I think Mike Brown would be the extension. I think that fabulous. But honestly, I put the Malik Monk move higher. To me, that was the fact that he chose to be here, took a less than lucrative offer that he could have had a bit much more lucrative contract elsewhere. Mm-hmm. Betting on himself, showing a trust within the organization that he could be rewarded down the line, and, you know, really buy into the career years that he's had here. That to me, that's what you want to build off of. Like, DeMar DeRozan is great, and that's a tremendous addition. But having him on a team with a guy like Malik Monk makes that even better. I think the draft is good too. I mean, I know Devin Carter is out, and he's going to be out till probably January, and I do think you'll see him play this year.
Okay.
I'm not worried about him being a sit-out year or anything like that. But that being said, he is going to be behind the eight ball. But if you're a college basketball fan, for a guy to come out of Providence and him be a household name, that says something to me.
No, I agree.
He catches your eye. He's so active, and he does a lot of things that are really, really needed on this team. And I think I'm not saying he's going to come out here and perform like this, you know, all-star caliber type player. May never be an all-star at all. But when you need guys to understand their roles and guys who provide something that could be elite in any one category, adding something like that is tremendous. The one that surprised me, and with respect, I think Jesse's a Celtics fan, the Celtics didn't really do much.
Yeah.
And they still made the top 10. And I'm like, okay, good. You kept the champs where they are. But if you're talking about additions who had the best offseason, them staying put, for sure, I get it. But, I mean, I guess that's just a tip of the cap to how talented they are, because to me, they are the best, most talented team in the league.
Oh, no, I don't even think it's close.
Yeah.
Like, I think every other team is looking at them and going, oh no. Like, how do we catch up? Because they, until they wanted a ring, I don't think they earned the respect, they weren't getting the respect for how good they were. But Regular season-wise, they finished, I think it was 12 games above the Bucks for second place in the Eastern Conference. That's how big the divide was. I mean, it was huge. The divide was absolutely tremendous. So, like, look, I think at the end of the day, you're going to rate them high because of that. There were some other teams in there that I wasn't quite sure on. I thought that Dallas had a better offseason, and they were top 10, but I think that they should have been closer to the top. I also think that, you know, again, there are some teams up there that I wasn't, like, I like the OKC moves that they made, but I'm not sure that I would have had them number one overall. Like, that would have been tough for me.
Yeah, and I'm someone who didn't, you know, I know a lot of people like to poke fun at Josh Giddey leaving, and I think he's going to be a fantastic player. I really do. I've told you how I don't think that trade was completely one-sided. But I do agree that it does help make Oklahoma City better right now with the addition of Caruso. And then you add even Isaiah Hartenstein to that mix. I think he's going to be a great fit there. I think they had a fantastic offseason. But I'd put...
That was an overpay on Harkenstein.
But that's okay. They can. I guess they don't have. They don't have to pay five dudes $50 million a year yet. So they can afford to do that. They've got so many picks. I mean, these guys are well positioned to compete. Philadelphia, obviously, tremendous offseason. But I'd probably put. I think in terms of bettering their team right away, I put OKC there.
Yeah. As far as the offseason moves for the Kings, I'm pretty in line. I think if
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition. You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Six was fine. Yeah. Six was fine. I don't think they're top five.
Yeah, but if you would have lost Malik Monk, I think that would have been so catastrophic for this team. But
if you'd lost Malik Monk, you would not have been in the top 10.
Well, that, and I think if you lost Malik Monk, you might not have been able to go get a DeMar DeRozan. I'm not sure.
I agree. Yeah. He wants to go to a team that was ready knocking to win. On the door for a playoff, sustained playoff success.
Yeah, I totally agree. Yeah, we've got all kinds of stuff coming up here on the Insiders. We might have some guests that are popping in and just in the next segment. So we're going to step aside again a couple of seconds early here. Hopefully we will have, some big-time surprise guests. But this is why we always kind of like hedge everything. Like, yeah, I think they're coming in. So we're the Insiders here on ESPN 1320. I'm James Hamm. Joining me today is Sean Cunningham. We'll be back in just a sec. We're brought to you by Jiffy Lube. And maybe we'll have a guest. Welcome back into the Insiders. According to Sean, we have some guests coming up here in just a second. We're waiting for them to show up on our stream, and hopefully that happens. And once they do,
it should be like 10 to 15 seconds, I think.
Oh, it's like almost here? It's almost here? Is that what you're telling us?
Yeah.
Okay. This is exciting. So I think what we could talk about, Sean, is NBA, the NBA world kind of shuts down for certain parts of the year, but there are people that are just about to show up that I think Jesse can work with here to get them up on screen. But the basketball world is not it doesn't go away anymore. Like, we have new basketball leagues. We've got all kinds of exciting things. We saw 3-on-3 at the Olympics, but we also... there are things like the Big Three is something that's like turned it on. Have you've been a Big Three guy for a while because you're an Ice Cube guy, right?
Yeah. I mean, Ice Cube, who formed this league, he's now kind of enshrined in Springfield now in the Basketball Hall of Fame as a result of this, this league that he's created and the popularity that it has been. And you've got a lot of legends of yesteryear who are part of it. And it's a lot of fun to see. It scratches that basketball itch, and to see guys who can still contribute at a high level, even if it is 3-on-3, it's done in a different way, and it is different basketball, but it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. Of course, the Big Three Championship game is this weekend. We've got, well, how do we say this? The team, Bivouac?
Bivouac.
Bivouac, okay, is coached by Gary Payton, and he has Kings legend Corey Brewer on this squad. Which Corey Brewer was actually up for the MVP, and from what I know, won the Defensive Player of the Year today. The other team is coached by Lakers legend Michael Cooper, which is with Three's Company, right? And it's led by Michael Beasley. Mm-hmm. Michael Beasley has won the MVP of the Big Three. It was announced this morning. So big shout out to Michael Beasley, former number two overall pick. I like that there's a way for players that, you know, are no longer in the league, right? That they haven't aged out. Maybe they have aged out, but there's a place for them to go and play. I don't know, Jesse, do we just want to add to the stream?
If they're ready to go?
Yeah, they said they're not hearing us.
Oh, they don't hear us. Okay. Jesse, you want to see if we can figure this one out?
Yeah, that might be a them thing.
It might be a them thing. So
we have a green screen.
We have a green screen. You can tell them that.
Let me try and give them a call real quick.
Okay. So we're going to try to figure this one out. The Big Three Championship is this weekend. We are going to potentially have some of their legends dropping by and hanging out with us. And it will be very cool if we can actually pull this off. So we're going to see. But again, the Big Three, they've got their championship weekend. It kicks off third annual Monster Energy Big Three Celebrity Game. They've got all kinds of talent, many of which I have no idea who they are. Sean said, just name the people you know. And I'm like, yeah, that's probably not going to work out really well because I don't know most of them. But we're going to wait here and see if we can pull these guys up and get them on screen. Kings legend Corey Brewer is not going to be popping up on the screen if we do figure that one out. But we're trying to work through technical difficulties. We can work through it. We may in mere moments have the legendary Clyde Drexler, who is now the commissioner of the Big Three, and potential for Michael Cooper, who is one of the head coaches. Me growing up, I loved watching Michael Cooper play. Michael Cooper was absolutely incredible as part of the 80s Lake Show. He was one of those, like, the dirty work guys that I think teams miss now in the NBA. So let's see. Sean's coming back in. We may get a thumbs up. We may get a thumbs down on whether they're going to join us. But, you know, maybe we have technical difficulties and we'll have to figure something else out. What do you got, Sean?
What's that?
What do you got?
Oh, no, they're just having some technical problems with, I guess, that StreamYard. So they could see us, they couldn't hear us. But we'll try and do them over the phone. They're going to burn one more interview real quick, and then we'll see if we can get them in the next 10 minutes or so.
Okay, cool. Well, that works for me. Yeah, we always have a long break and a long segment in the final break. So we're hoping in just a minute that we'll have Clyde Drexler and Michael Cooper on to chat some basketball, chat some Big Three.
I didn't hear what you said a minute ago, but Michael Cooper about to be inducted into the Hall of Fame next month.
Is he?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm a huge Michael Cooper fan, like watching the Lakers. Like, people have to understand, I'm old enough that there was no Sacramento Kings when, right, I was a kid. So you watch the Lakers and you watch the Celtics because that's all that was on TV. Like, realistically, like, NBC would, not only was a lot of the stuff tape delayed, but that's who you watched. And so growing up watching Magic Johnson, watching Byron Scott and Michael Cooper and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and James Worthy and Kurt Rambis and his crazy glasses, like, that's what you did. You watched that team all the time.
Yeah.
Or, you know, you were a Celtics fan. You know, we've all heard the story about, you know, like the first time the Celtics came into Sacramento. It was early in the reign of the Kings, like when they were first moving here, and a bunch of people had gone to the team store and bought hats, Kings hats, but they had them like in bags under their seats, and they were all wearing their Celtics gear because that's what most people were, either Celtics or Lakers fans here in Sacramento. And as the game progressed, people slowly started pulling their Kings hats out, throwing them on, putting their Celtics hats away, and then Larry Bird misses two free throws in the final seconds, and which is ridiculous because Larry Bird doesn't miss free throws.
Yeah.
And the Kings beat the Celtics, but we're talking about the 85-86 Celtics, which were one of the storied franchises ever.
Well, it's fun to see him having a new life, if you will. I mean, even in the coaching ranks, he's done the WNBA, he's been a part of the NBA as well, and now here he is with the Big Three, and they're in the championship. They've got some, I mean, you think of the likes of like other coaches that are in there, you just look around the Big Three, and it's kind of cool because this year's Big Three is all still how it's been for the past few years, which is it's a tour. You know, you go from city to city. It started in Oakland this year, went to Portland. I think those were the West Coast stops. But next year, sounds like they're going to have teams in various cities, and I think that's going to look a little bit different. It'll be fun to see what Clyde Drexler says about what the future of the Big Three looks like for next year, because it sounds like the tour element of it won't be nearly the same.
Yeah, and the league is 7 years old now.
That's wild.
It's absolutely crazy. Yeah.
It's evolved every single year, and it's been fun to watch guys like, you look at the former Kings around and how many of them, there's always a lot. Like Royce White was a part of this team, a part of this league at one point. Now he's going to run against Amy Klobuchar in the Senate in Minnesota. Have you seen this? That's crazy.
I've talked about this the other day.
Yeah.
I mean, we covered Royce White.
Ketino Mobley like goes away for a few years, comes back and has nothing but gray hair all over him and leads them to a championship. I think he won a championship with Nancy Lieberman.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's a lot of fun.
Absolutely spectacular. Yeah, first of all, Ketino Mobley with, gray hair is crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, like...
And he's still just killing dudes.
Just still a bucket.
Yeah.
Yeah, and didn't Mahmoud
Mahmoud Abdul-Rauf. Absolutely.
Yeah, like talk about just like one of the greatest shooters we've
ever
seen.
And Dante Green. And I mean, there's...
Oh, is Dante Green still playing?
I don't know if he's... I can't remember if he was this year, but last year, you know, last couple of years, you know, it's just, you go down over the 7 years, there's been a ton of dudes. And it's like, you know, Mike Bibby, you know, it played for Ghost Ballers. I think the team names are hilarious, but
yeah.
It's just fun. You literally, and I think that's what's fun from being a Kings guy, is looking around. It's like, oh man, he played for the Kings. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but you've got dudes literally littered all over this league. So it's fun. It spans all so many different eras.
Yeah. We talked about the Royce White thing briefly the other day. Was there a stranger interview that we've ever had than the Royce White introductory press conference where we were specifically asked not to talk about mental health problems? And
I had to go to Reno. I
mean, you weren't there?
No. So there was that. We had that. But I, after the press stuff that we did initially,
yeah,
I went to Reno when he was with the Bighorns, the G League affiliate Stockton. And actually, the story I did, the station I worked with was owned by the same company that owned USA Today, did a big story and was actually published in USA Today as a result of it.
Okay.
Because I had access to him. And it was after a game. He played pretty well. Guy was kind of a dude who could kind of fill up the stat sheet a little bit.
A great passer.
Yeah. But mental health, fear of flying, you could probably sprinkle in a few other things that were just things that plagued him.
Yeah.
And just a different type of thinker and... different type of dude, for sure.
Very different dude. Very different. I remember very distinctly, we were at the old practice facility, and they're like, hey, we're going to ask you guys, just as a favor, like, don't dive into the mental health aspect. And we're like, okay. So we went out, we got everyone's around Royce White, who had just signed a 10-day contract. And it was like, hey, everybody, this is Royce White. It's like, hey, how's it going, man? And then boom, he starts talking about mental health issues.
Yeah. He wore it as a badge of honor. I mean, he wanted to bring awareness. That's his. He's lived most of his life with it, and he's been a champion of it. So, total advocate.
Yeah, total advocate. I don't know how that's going to translate into politics, but it should be intriguing to see what happens during the election. I think he's a long shot, but yeah, it should be interesting to see what happens.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. We just keep doing this all day long. We're going to step aside just a little bit early, because we're hoping to get a phone call here from these guys here in just a minute. And, hopefully it works out. Technical difficulties have worked themselves out, and we'll get a little bit of time here with Clyde Drexler and Michael Cooper of the Big Three. So I'm James Hamm. He is Sean Cunningham. We are the Insiders today. We're brought to you by Jiffy Lube, and we'll be back after the break. Welcome back into the Insiders. I am James Hamm. Joining me, Sean Cunningham from Fox 40.
What up?
We're just busting through this second hour, hoping to get a phone call here from some guests on the call-in line. We'll see how that works out.
What do you call the chat?
Well, this is a chatty house.
It's
a chatty house. Yeah.
I love the fact that we're able to talk sports in here, but all the chat knows like my musical tastes and kind of they know where I'm all over the board that way. And I said this a minute ago to the chat. I was like, yeah, my playlist looks like it belongs to a 16-year-old girl. Like I always say that. And someone said, you seem like an Olivia Rodrigo fan for sure. And I yes, NBA guru Zach, that is absolutely true.
Yeah. You have a very eclectic taste. Like your thanks, musical man. Taste is very, very impressive.
It might be the nicest thing you've ever said.
I don't know. Is that, well, I feel bad if that's the nicest thing I've ever said to you. Sean is definitely a movie buff.
Did you see who was it who opened the Intuit Dome in LA?
No.
So it was Bruno Mars.
Okay.
Brought out Lady Gaga.
Oh.
Because they just have a song together that I think is going to be part of that Joker 2 soundtrack called, actually, I don't remember what it's called. Something like Death Before You Smile, something Smile to Death. I don't know what it is, but it's actually a great song together. It was really pretty impressive, but that was the first time they performed it. And he was there, Paul McCartney, so to speak, because Paul McCartney opened Golden 1 Center, Bruno Mars opened up Intuit Dome.
Well, that and you and I both were at Paul McCartney.
Yeah.
That was incredible. I love when you're able to open a new building and you get like crazy surprising. You know, I remember, didn't one of the in Kansas City or somewhere, like Garth Brooks was like 8 shows in a row at one of their, as they open a new arena. I think it's really cool. And so I'm all here for the concerts. Like I think I've got like 12 shows now at Golden One Center. Yeah,
that's
not bad.
That's up there.
It's been a little while though. Like we haven't seen a lot.
What was the last one?
Probably Foo Fighters.
Okay.
I don't know. And now I had a weird experience with Foo Fighters. Like the band was great. They were great. But I had like a weirdo next to me. Like, I don't know. What is it about concerts and weirdos? No, I had this guy who just like kept like facing me instead of the music and like putting his hands up and kept yelling, "This is my church." And like, it was like very strange and I could not get away from him. And it was very obnoxious. Yeah. So on occasion you're like, okay.
I think we're going to have some guests hopefully right now. Hopefully it works. If not, we'll get them on the phone. But hopefully they'll be coming here in the next few minutes, the next minute or so.
Okay, cool.
I know I've said that before. Didn't work.
Yeah, Sean just keeps... you just keep lying to us, Sean. Yeah, I've had a lot of weird concert experiences. So, whether Golden One or other places. I want to hit you up on the Brandon Ayuk situation. But again, we're hoping that we have guests calling in.
Mm-hmm.
Did you get the number from Jesse to have him call
on?
Okay. So do we think we're doing audio?
I think they're going to try the link again, which hopefully will work there.
I see them. The green screen of death.
The green screen, and I don't know if they can hear us.
Well, they won't be able to hear us until we pull them into the screen. So
try to pull them in maybe.
Yeah, let's see what happens.
Still looking at a green screen, but
we're looking at a green screen. Can you guys hear us? No, Jesse gives us a thumbs down.
Okay,
so
hopefully do the phone.
Yeah. We definitely. I'm excited to talk to these guys. Like I was in the league. I started covering the league long after both of these guys retired.
Mm-hmm.
So I haven't got to see. I don't think either one of them since their playing days.
Yeah, I mean. But just two guys that are still incredibly relevant in the way they played to where the game's played today.
Uh-huh.
Just incredibly relevant. And to see them, like, it's just to have new life, to do something different after basketball is incredible.
No, I think so too. So, yeah, Sean, like, hopefully they call in. We'll see what happens with Jesse on the other.
You haven't seen much Big Three yet?
I haven't seen a lot.
It's been fun. It's been a fun year. Okay. That's a cool thing too. I mean, like I said, when they go from city to city, Ice Cube is there every single time, and he completely embraces this entire venture. He puts his all into it and brings out a lot of special guests, a lot of people that you know you wouldn't expect to see. And then you know he wants to have the 3-on-3 Big Three play against the Olympic team that won.
Well, yeah, FIBA is saying no.
Yeah.
FIBA is saying no, and I know this is becoming like a big deal. The 3-on-3 team that won from the Netherlands,
not the Nether regions.
No,
a different place.
Totally different place. Yeah. Totally different place, Sean. The Netherlands. I guess that we've got them on. Okay. You tell me when we're bringing them up. Jesse's working. There it is. Hi, welcome into the Insiders. Who do we got on the line?
Sean, Coach Cooper.
Bob Drexler. How you doing?
Sean? Good to talk to you guys. Thanks for coming on. Sorry for the technical problems. It usually isn't like this, so I'm embarrassed, but I'm hoping it wasn't too much of a hassle for you guys.
Not at all.
We're excited to have you guys on. You guys are sort of making the rounds. You've got a lot of stuff going on with the Big Three this weekend. You've got your championship game. But I think let's start with you guys announced today both your MVP and your Defensive Player of the Year. Who do we got? And how big is it for these guys?
It's huge. And, you know, this well-deserved honor. The MVP of the league is Michael Beasley. He's 6'10", and he's a problem. Hard to guard. He plays good defense. This guy has just been phenomenal all season long. And this is voted on by the players. So his peers voted him MVP. And as Defensive Player of the Year, we have Corey Brewer, 6'8", just hands all over the place, can guard anybody on the court. This guy has been putting it out there week after week. And both of these guys, ironically, are in the championship game. So it's going to be the best offensive player, the best defensive player in our championship. I can't wait to see who's going to win.
Yeah, and Michael Cooper being an absolute legend in your own right, and you've had another, you know, second life, if you will, as a head coach, seen it in the NBA, seen the WNBA, and here at the Big Three, and here you are in the championship round, going up, coaching against Gary Payton. What is this like? How does this compare to things that you've experienced in your career formerly, and just, you know, how do you like your guys' chances this weekend?
Well, I think you got two of the best teams this season that are playing for a championship. And, you know, Gary is a phenomenal coach as well as a player. He's brought a team that hasn't made the playoff bid. Wax was a team fairly new to the Big Three, and now he has them playing for a championship. So that shows you that the things that we bring to the league and we can motivate and inspire and help our players only get better, you can rise to the level of trying to win a championship. I've won at the WNBA, NBA, the D League, which is now the G League. I'm looking to add the Big Three to my championship repertoire, but I'm pretty sure, and Gary has some other obligations, but I would say this to his face, and we've already talked about it earlier, we're coming to get it, and he's doing the same with this team.
Yeah, and Coop, I mean, I'd be remiss if I didn't ask. I mean, I know you're about to step into Springfield as a Hall of Famer, joining Clyde Drexler in the Hall of Fame next month. Just what does this mean to you to be able to have this moment, even so much later in your career, in your life?
Well, you know what the old saying goes: good things come to those who wait. And it's been a while, and you know, some people like it a little sooner. Mine's 29, 30 years later, but. As my grandfather say, better late than never, and I'm enjoying it. And you know what? I really do have to believe that the Big Three had a little part to play in this, keeping me relevant, keeping me out here, keeping me visible to the fans and the coaching. And I like to think that added this little plus to helping me get into the Hall of Fame.
You know, Coop, we had the privilege of covering Corey Brewer here in Sacramento. And he actually had one of his signature crash test dummy, like flying into the stands moves here in Sacramento when he was a player. How much does he remind you of yourself as a player? Because he is handsy, he is long, he's athletic, he's all over the place on the defensive end.
Well, he's definitely skinny, and that's what I was. In the rail, but you know what? That unbreakable force, and he's the defensive player of the year that we're going up against. And Corey creates a lot of problems. But he's got quick hands, active hands. He's all over the place, as well as that bivouac team. You know, you got a kid named Garland Green, Gerald Green's brother that doesn't get talked about. Jalen Johnson, Javier Carter, all of them guys are very good defensively. They're all 6'7", but Corey is the catalyst to that team. And when he's going, they go very far.
Yeah, that.
Yeah, Clyde, I want to bring you back into this discussion, too. Years ago, I actually had the privilege of talking to, I believe, one of your former teammates in Dave Rose. And he, of course, coached Jimmer at BYU. And that's, Jimmer represented Team USA in the 3-on-3 tournament. How close are you guys to maybe having some of these 3-on-3 from the Big Three represent Team USA or represent, you know, in the Olympics, like in the next 4 years?
Well, Dave Rose is an awesome guy. You know, he was part of Pi Flamma Jamma at the University of Houston. So I love Dave, lifelong brother. Jimmer has been a great player, not only for BYU, but everywhere he's gone, from the NBA to China. And so I got a lot of respect for Jimmer as well. But the USA 3-on-3 is a disappointment. We have the best 3-on-3 players in the world in the Big Three. Nobody called us. Nobody contacted us. If you want to win, we should send our best. I don't know who put that together, but we could have done a lot better job in the Big Three.
Yeah, well said. I mean, Clyde, you're the commissioner of this league. How did this kind of come about for you? How much do you enjoy what you're doing now? As you kind of, you know, everyone knows you as a player. Coaching maybe wasn't there, but to be a commissioner and represent this league the way you are, how cool is it?
Oh, it's been phenomenal. Jeff Kornitz and Ice Cube, when they started the Big Three, I'm not sure they knew how big it was going to get, but I believe in their vision. They had a great 3-on-3 concept, professional basketball, the best in the world, played by the best players and coached by Hall of Fame players and coaches. And so you can't go wrong when you're trying to be number one. And so what these guys have created has been nothing short of phenomenal. Michael Cooper has said a lot of things that says the same thing that I'm saying. The Big Three is phenomenal because of our people and the way they care about winning. And if you're a Hoops fan, you gotta love the Big Three.
Yeah.
It's 80s basketball, but played by some of the best players in the world. And 3-on-3 is different from 5-on-5. You gotta know that. 3-on-3, this is our sport. We're the best in the world. Coop can tell you, we all came from the NBA, and this is different from 5-on-5. And so you gotta love it. Our championships are in Boston this weekend, and it's gonna be on fire.
Yeah, coming up this weekend, seventh year of the Big Three. Finally, Clyde, I have to ask you, I mean, what's the future of this league look like? I mean, I know this is a tour that goes from city to city, started in Oakland this year. Hopefully we get it in Sacramento in years to come. But what's the future look like? It sounds like the tour, you guys will have dedicated cities next year. Is that right?
Yeah, we're going to have teams named after cities. So they're selling franchises. So tell somebody in Sacramento, if you want a franchise in Sacramento, you want the Big Three to come to your city and have a presence in professional 3-on-3 basketball, you want to make it happen because the Big Three is the best entertainment in the summer if you're a Hoops fan, bar none. The basketball is just incredible. The action is fierce, coached by people you know and love already. So it's a proven concept. We're in year 7, and it only gets better from here, guys. Because, you know, everywhere we've gone, you know, we have a 10-week season. We've gone to different cities every week, and we sell out. But now we're going to have geographical locations where you'll have home teams. Oh, my God. Can you imagine playing in L.A. in the championship in front of your crowd? It's going to be off the hook because we're going to have great ownership. It's going to be a fun ownership group. Guys who are all business leaders, and that's going to help develop the league even more. And so it's going mainstream, and we're looking forward to being a part of the growth.
Awesome.
Absolutely amazing. Hey, thanks you guys for dropping by. You guys are playing at the TD Garden in Boston on August 18th. It looks like tipping off approximately 5 p.m. Eastern time on CBS and X around the world. Good luck. Have a great time. And let's see this thing grow. It's absolutely spectacular.
Thank you. We appreciate your support.
All right.
Thanks, guys.
There was Clyde Drexler and Michael Cooper of the Big Three. Good work, Sean.
We were going to have Gary Payton too, but they were running so late. I mean, as you can see, they can talk, and you have a small window, and they're bouncing around, making their rounds today. And it went so long that Gary Payton had to drop. So we'll have to catch up with him later. But he comes up through SAC a lot, and it's fun. I look forward to it because I get to go out and cover a few golf tournaments, and he's never really playing. He's just running around in a cart playing music and having a good time and interacting with everybody.
Oh yeah.
And the one where he does that the best is Greg Vaughn's golf tournament up here in Sacramento.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I need to get out to these golf tournaments, Sean.
See a different side of people. That's for sure.
Yeah.
A lot of fun.
I've seen a few of those different sides. So absolutely spectacular. Thanks for lining that up, Sean, having the great Clyde Drexler. And I didn't know Michael Cooper was going to the Hall. That's spectacular.
Yeah. I mean, how about that? Just I actually think there's something to that, to keep his name out there, the relevancy, the Big Three kind of showing him that, seeing what he's done in the G League. I think the coaching aspect definitely put his name back out there, and it took something to get that done, but I'm glad it did.
No, it's
worthy of it.
Yeah, he is very, very worthy. And, you know, like, that team was phenomenal. Like,
right.
The 80s basketball, they helped create the modern NBA. Like that matchup, the rivalry between the Celtics and the Lakers helped absolutely create what we see now in the NBA. Sean, you don't just cover the Sacramento Kings. That's one thing I love about what you do. You're everywhere all the time, and that means, like you talked about, you're going to have a kickoff for high school football next week.
Yeah,
and you'll be covering high school. Who should we be looking out for in high school football in Sacramento?
It's real simple. Every year, it's Folsom.
Folsom,
and just such a powerhouse. You got a lot of guys who are just absolute recruits. They've got a quarterback in Ryder Lyons, who's a junior, who's being probably a top 10 quarterback in the nation. He's got everybody looking at him. Alabama's one of them. Go check him out. They've got a long line of guys that have come through. Jake Browning, who's in the NFL right now. Caden Bennett, who you know, put up a bunch of numbers. He plays at Sac State right now. He's a sixth-year senior. Even before him, Dan O'Graves putting up all these incredible numbers. So it seems like every year they just have this great quarterback. They've got a running back who's phenomenal in Devin Carter. I think it's Devin Carter. I got to look up his name again. But incredible, incredible running back. So we're getting back in the Devin Carter, actually. I think it's Carter Jackson. Sorry.
All right.
I want to make sure I get it right. But Devin Carter is a Kings player.
Yes, of course he is.
That's where I got mixed up. But he transferred. He was at Granite Bay last year, transfers to Folsom, and they're going to be spectacular.
And
Grant is going to be phenomenal again this year.
Oh, yeah.
Long Beach Poly, Folsom is going to open up with Long Beach Poly next week.
Oh.
And then Grant opens up with Edison out of Stockton. And then you got St. Mary's in Stockton, who those are probably the top three teams in this region, in my opinion,
okay,
that you can always count on.
Long Beach Poly, that's Jason Jones' former school, right?
That is Jason Jones' former school.
Yeah, yeah.
And, they're coming up here. They weren't state champs last year, but they're going to come up here and visit the Folsom Bulldogs and see how that goes. And it's going to get some national attention for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And then how about this? Jesuit Marauders, first year with lights.
Oh,
yeah,
really?
That's always really great. If you ever in that area, lights were never allowed. You know, you don't want to keep up the residents, and now they've got lights to where you can kind of angle it down a little bit more close to the field. They're not bright all over the place anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
And keeping the neighbors up. So
where did Jason? Rio Linda, right? So Anderson?
Oh, Jason Anderson. He was center high school.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah.
So Rio Linda, when I played high school at Nevada Union, we would have to go to Rio Linda and. It would always be early in the season when it was still hot in August, September, and their field was basically dirt and they had no lights and you had to play Saturday day games and it was miserable and we were not nice to them. We were never nice to them. We were up 42-0 with like a couple of seconds left in the half and our coach decided to kick an onside kick, which is, you know, shout out Dave Humphers. Great.
It's aggressive.
Great move.
Yeah.
It took a hop, bounced right to a kid who split our defense and went for a touchdown. So we got the ball back with like 15 seconds left. He ran a hook and ladder for an 80-yard touchdown, and we went into half up 49-7.
Wow.
Yeah.
He played for an absolute legend, by the way. That dude, Dave Humphers, is wild.
Yeah, he was wild. I would have preferred to play for Randy Blankenship, who was the head coach before, and Humphers was his defensive coordinator, but... Yeah, long time ago. And going to Grant and playing games was always so intimidating. We were like full on rivals with Grant, and you go through the big steel gates, and like it was always like, oh man, this is crazy.
That program is incredible. I mean, they went from being a winless program to state champs, and the story that they have, especially in that community, and Carl Reed does such a great job with that program. You got Sid Quan Thompson, you know, the brother of Shaq Thompson, the former NFL player, Sid Quan, who played with the Broncos. Shaq's obviously still with Carolina. Those two guys do such an amazing job, and football means something in that community, and that absolute, that's such a great environment to show up to every single week. I love going out there.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, it used to be great to go to Nevada Union and go to games
for
up
sure.
In the
especially
hills.
With where the hills are surrounding that stadium. I think my favorite atmosphere for high school football is at Del Oro in Lewis.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It just feels different. I think the best crowd is probably at Rockland.
Okay.
Rockland probably has the best fan base I've seen.
I've been there for a few Rockland
just
games,
incredible.
Too.
But I think Loomis has kind of a weird, just a surreal feeling to it, where it feels like the whole community shows up.
Mm-hmm.
I think the school pride at Rockland is one that, you know, just blows me away every time. You see some really cool stuff that they put on. They have productions on the sideline. There's always something catching your eye that's not just quite about the game.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. You've also been down to 49ers camp.
I have.
And that's something. We got like 4 or 5 minutes here before we jump off. But what do you like? We keep hearing like the vibes are weird. The vibes are weird down there. Do you kind of feel like when you're there, you don't feel it, or is it something? Is it palpable with the Brandon Ayuk situation?
But it's normal now. You have in his case, he's holding in, but you have a contract dispute every single year. So being down there, being around it, it's like, nope, it's familiar. You got another guy who's doing it. And look, I'm all for guys doing it. You get your money. These players have to get their money. Kenny Caraway in the house. So to me, it doesn't feel weird. It can be a little different sometimes when you're having to analyze mannerisms on the sideline. Like, yeah. Oh, did that handshake mean anything? Oh, he's whispering in his ear. Oh, they look jovial. That can be a little bit crazy, but yeah, I got that first video, man, that day one. I think everyone was distracted by the fact that, hey, where usually you can walk out onto the field, be two football fields away, and you'll notice Trent Williams on account of how big he is.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone's like, oh, Trent Williams is in here. And I'm like, so centered on Ayuk that I took a look and we're like, nope, we understand Trent Williams isn't going to be here. And I'm looking for Ayuk.
Yeah.
I'm probably the only one that saw him. Well, the video went everywhere, but I was the only one that saw him. So, yeah, I don't – to answer long-winded way, they went through this with Debo. I feel like they're going to get something done. Might be a one-year. But I'm confident that something gets done with Brandon Ayuk. What say you, Kenny Caraway?
Are you going to drop in here, Kenny?
Yeah. I want to just jump in, you know what I'm saying?
Do it. But,
you just jump on in, man.
This is your house. I'm a guest.
Sean Cunningham. Last time I saw Sean Cunningham, well, not saw him, but even talked to him, he was cursing me out and accosting me because of the Drake.
I did. I came up to him, I said.
We was texting for the whole weekend.
Oh, you're going to bring up the group chat?
Yeah,
the
group chat? Texting through the whole weekend. Sean was like, my God, what's up, Sean? How you doing, man?
I'm great, man. I'm great. I was telling James, I know we're right around this corner for basketball and football starting up. I don't want to rush summer, man. I'm enjoying this too much.
No, I feel the same way. Today I was like, man, it was really, I mean, I'm on the old school schedule, right? Where it's like Labor Day comes and summer's over, right? And
right.
You go back to school. Obviously these kids are going back to school in July now.
That's crazy.
But
never happen.
Yeah, but I'm on that old school and I'm thinking the same way. I'm like, man, it's like 2 weeks before college football. Summer about to be over. I'm enjoying it. But I am excited about football. And to your point about Brandon Ayuk, I don't know what's going on. I thought this would have been done.
Nah. I mean, look.
I thought this would have been
Nick
done.
Nick Bosa went into week two of the NFL season. Debo went late. Kittle kind of took some time. This is nothing new. It's nothing new. And people say, oh, I don't like the behavior. I get it. There's a blueprint on how to do things. You delete your social media. You take all the stuff, you know, Niners, take
trade.
That off. Take all the pictures off.
Usually a sign you're about to stay.
Right?
And yeah, nobody took their social media off and then left.
Nothing has happened, and I'm not trying to, you know, look, he could get traded tomorrow. Yeah. Nothing has happened to where I've thought any different about Brandon Ayuk being in a Niners uniform this season or for the future.
Okay.
So
I'm listening to Sean Cunningham. He was right. He was right on the beef. He might be right on this one.
There we go. All right, we got about 30 seconds. What do you guys got coming up?
Man, it's Friday.
Yep.
That's all?
You got a job, though.
So hey, they know what time it is.
It's Friday.
When we say it's Friday, they know what time it is. There's a lot of stuff, though. Like, there's some overlooked things. Well, we overlooked some things on the NBA schedule, NBA-wise, right? Mm-hmm. Like, we were so focused on the Kings. I think there's a lot of cool things to talk about NBA-wise with the schedule. Obviously, more 49er stuff and the potential fallout from that and what they got going on in these preseason games. And in the last Battle of the Bay, starts on Saturday.
I'll be there tomorrow.
Yeah, uh-huh. So that's going to be interesting, man. And it's going to be a little sad, to be honest with you, too.
Yeah. I'm very curious to see what that atmosphere is like.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, well, we got to get out of here. Sean Cunningham, thanks for dropping by.
Thanks,
Fox 40s. Sean Cunningham, thanks for dropping by. We are the Insiders, brought to you by Jiffy Lube. We'll see you on Monday. Kyle will be back, and we'll see how it goes.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.